big Sitzchum Hashalom to Rabbi Malkin. My Kodesh Kadoshim, who, you just look at him. Hmm? Bad enough. You just look at him. I'm not sure what's happening. What it be? You just look at him, and you know that you know good's going on in the world. Big shgayach, Harel. Not only one, two mitzvahs. Back to back days. Big see him tonight. Beis Hashem should continue to grow in learning. Should continue to be an inspiration and a source of chizuk for us all. Unbelievable.
Thank you.
My hope, it's my sincerest and strongest of hope to be here for whatever reason. Outside of Monday and Wednesday, my body's not like it's broken. Like by 9:30, like, I can't move. But for Harel, I'm hoping HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give me just a little bit of koach to be able to be here and to be here for your siyum. But a huge mazel tov and just really unbelievable kedushin.
Thank you,
Damich. You're next. You're gonna finish something also. You're gonna realize. And realize that there's a lot for you to do. There's a lot for you to still to do in this world. And outside of some late, I won't say the name of them, some late fill-in days. You've been a modicum. I think that's the word of consistency for 2 years. And Shev Hatzlacha and everything that you're doing.
Pretty well.
Okay. So that's what we're trying to do. Like, okay, welcome back. You took care of things.
Sorry, I saw.
That's okay. I was hoping you would kill him.
Yeah.
But it wasn't too big.
Okay.
So, we've done this every week basically, except when I was in America or sick for the entire year. What do I still have to say? Really, each of you should be getting up here, and I should be in the. Although it might be easier to be outside because it's basically just as hot there as in here. I don't really have much. We're definitely it's Chaval Ethan's not here because he's always nervous. I wouldn't finish by one. We are going to finish well before one. I'll say a few ideas as we hit the end of our time in yeshiva. Though we're never done. Yeshiva is just a building block for what our lives are supposed to be. So we're never done with that element of growth, and everything that it is that we're trying to accomplish in our lives. But as we go on to whatever is waiting for us next behind the doors, the college, the army, whatever job, whatever it is that we have, the most important thing that we need for successful lives is we need to be consistent. We need to be consistent individuals. Once we start getting out of this realm of I sometimes do, I sometimes don't do, besides the fact that your head becomes like a jigsaw puzzle, we end up becoming unsuccessful in what it is that we have to do. I'll just give you it's not the best riot because it was Purim night, but I got 9.5 hours of sleep in Purim night. I went to bed at 8 or about 9. I went to bed at 8. That's not a joke. Maybe before 8, but it was definitely not. It was definitely not after 8. You know that when you see the last message, you're like, oh, I didn't see that, and that was like at 8:01. So it wasn't after 8. And then last night I went to bed at like 12:15, and both mornings I woke up the same time. Now that's four plus hours of less sleep. Not like trying to break. There's no point of that. Because it doesn't matter. My day has to start, and chakras has to be what chakras has to be, and my learning in the morning has to be what my learning has to be. So it doesn't matter if I'm sleeping 4 hours, 8 hours, or 17 hours. Don't sleep 17 hours. It doesn't matter which one we're doing. We have to have consistency in our days. And if we've reached that point, we have a good building block for where life's about to take us. If we haven't yet reached that point. So we have to figure out how we're going to reach that point, because besides the fact we're not going to end up doing that which we want to do, we're always going to feel a sense of I'm not so happy with what's going on because I want to be doing X, and I'm very far from that. So really, really important. If you're at that point, Zakai, sit down. If you're at that point, okay. So we have that's amazing. And if not, we really need to figure out. You think. You think it just happened that I'm talking about consistency when you walked into this room? Do you really think that happened by chance?
No.
Sit down.
I have to go to a
Are you actually going to go?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Sorry, bro.
It's got to follow through with this consistency.
Go to the right. In life, we always want to be going to the right. Okay. So that's, we have to be consistent. And then, you know, the last thing we'll leave with, and if Kenny spoke about this a few weeks ago, and it stuck with me, but it's a very, very true point and a true idea. We have to have goals. And whatever it is that we're doing in life, we have to have goals. There's several reasons why we have to have goals. The main reason why we have to have goals is otherwise we have no idea if we're successful at anything. If you're going to go, Eyal's going to go back on Monday. He's going to run into, Sunday, Monday, whenever he gets back. He's going to run into George. You know, George, who went to Ida Crown. Or Natalie from Ida Crown. Who knows? Who knows who he's going to run into? He's going to run into whoever he's going to run into. And they're going to ask him, did you feel like you were successful in yeshiva? And he'll be like, why this guy who came in every Thursday called me the Kodesh Kedashim? So like, probably I was relatively successful if someone's saying lines like that. Okay, which wouldn't be so wrong. But if we don't have any clue what it is that we're trying to do, it's an impossible question to answer. Let's say, you know, Jake always likes to remind me of this thing. I don't remember. I only remember because he reminds me that when I was trying to bet here, I told Jake like January at some point, like, you know, I haven't missed a minion in like 3 months. He always likes to remind me of that. So how do I know that I was being successful? Because let's say I had a goal. I'm like, oh, I had a goal to do X, Y, and Z, and I can put a check. If I have no goal, then in my head, maybe I'm doing really well, or maybe I'm doing really badly, but I'm not basing it off of any data whatsoever. But if I came in and I said, my goal for this year is I want to go to 80% of minyanim when I was in yeshiva. And I look here and I do a Google Doc, I do Excel, and I do a formula, and I was at 83.6% of minyanim this year. Then I'm able to say, I was successful off what I set out to be. Maybe I set out too low of a goal, who knows? But at least I can say I was being successful. But if I don't know any of that, then I have nothing to work off. So we really need to have goals in everything. Personal goals, Yerei Shamayim goals, Torah goals, whatever it is that we're trying to work on. But we have to have something that we have a barometer of what it is that we're doing. I've been meeting, you know, it's hard, right? Especially you don't sleep a lot and you don't drink coffee to stay up during. I've been meeting with like 4 or 5 guys every day this week. And the question we ask is, what are your goals for Bein Hazmanim? And then we write them up. And they all say, I don't know. I'm like, no, if you don't know, like, you're going to fail, and you're not going to know if you, and you're not even going to know that you failed. It's even worse. We have to write up things. We have to be like, this is what I want to do. It could be, you know, obviously, you know, being in the Army next year versus Eliyahu being in YU, it's a very, very different reality for what it is that you're facing. But in both scenarios, there has to be set things that I am making sure that I'm going to do. And then once we report the progress, then we look back, you know, 3-4 months from now, and I'm like, wow, I'm really doing well, as opposed to now, and I'm like thinking, like, you know, maybe we're all thinking on this right now, like, have I been successful this year or not? Maybe I haven't. Like, it's a hard thing to evaluate. It's a hard thing to really answer. Have I been successful? Fish condition. That's pretty lofty. And brachos. But if we don't have, and now you have to pick what's next for you. Like, and that's how you're going to know. If you say, next year I want to finish whatever, then you finish. Like, okay, I was successful in doing that. But if I don't have that, like, okay, maybe I opened up a Gemara 4 times. Is that a success? Like, you know, we really need to have that. And once we have, what happens once we have goals, it leads to the first part. It leads to consistency. Because that's like, all these yomis are incredible. Like Daf Yomi, Mishnah Yomi, Nach Yomi, Rambam Yomi, Tying My Shoes Yomi, like whatever the new Yomi is for the day, they're all amazing because I have a goal every day to do that Daf. Okay, check, I did the Daf, and then it forces me to have to be consistent because otherwise I'm not succeeding in that which I was aiming to do. We'll conclude with this. I said it wasn't going to be long. We'll conclude with this. Idea. The hardest thing, even with goals of evaluation, like, am I really doing great? Because like, we like to look at things like, I need immediate impact. I need to have like an immediate impact. And often splash is what it is. It's a splash. But if you go to the water park and you do you're there, it's 100 degrees in whatever area you're in, and the first thing you do is you go through the big ride with the big splash. You get the big splash. Oh, you feel so refreshing. And then you're out in the sun for the next 6 hours and you don't go into the water, you're not going to feel refreshed. You're going to dehydrate and you're going to get sunburned, and it's not going to be so geschmack. But if that entire time you're in the pool, you never get out of the pool, you're never feeling that big splash, but you're like, oh, this is great. Like, you know, the whole, like, at no point am I feeling like, oh, this is so hot, this is so uncomfortable. It's incredible. Like, I'm in the pool the whole time. So that's sort of how we have to look at our lives, and maybe these last 2 years or so. So, I mean, 1 year, but you know, whatever. From the beginning to where we are now, there's definitely been a rapid change from what it is. It may not have been that 4 days in I became this person. It's been a constant progression. I didn't witness Harel learning any of Maseches Kedushin. A little bit of Bracha, none of Maseches Kedushin. But I'm going to go out on a limb that you and your chavrusa didn't do all 82 daf yesterday and finish it in one day. I'm going to imagine that over time you did a little bit today, a little bit the next day, a little bit every day, and then at the end you were able to see the amazing result, which was you finishing a big Masechta in Shas. So that's exactly what our life is, and we have to look at, like, we're not going to become the exact model of what we are all tomorrow, but we're going to look. But in a year from now, 3 years, 5 years, like. You're going to the army. You say, like, my goal is I want to finish a Seder Mishnayos, two Seder Mishnayos in that time. You're not going to do it all in one day. You're going to do a little bit every day, and then you're going to look at it and be like, wow, that's incredible what I was able to accomplish. Like, how did that even happen? Like, what's going on here? And we're going to see that it's steady growth, and it's not going to be that crazy splash, but through the steady growth, we're able to see amazing accomplishments. Every single day, you know, and every minute plays a function. It's not, oh, today's an off day. Today's a missed day. They're all opportunities. They're all, like, when you go through, if you ever go through, like, all of Shulchan Aruch, there's a lot of halachas there. Like, if I, you know, writing on Shabbos, you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. Oh, so you make a bracha. You're supposed to hold this in your hand when you make the bracha. Not God. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says we're not supposed to, like, say, like, what are big and small mitzvahs. So it's, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, if every single Shabbos you're writing, and you're turning on your computer and you're using your phone, that's probably significantly worse than me making this bracha with this in my left hand as opposed to my right hand. But they're both opportunities. They're both opportunities to have a chance to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Hashem gives us all of these things. And that's what life is. Every single minute, every single day is an opportunity to build on where we want to get to. And then we look back 3 months later, 6 months, a year later, like, you know, you're really not able to recognize people. You think about, like, we'll conclude with this idea. You think about it in parts of Yeshev when Yosef goes down, Mikhail, whatever, and the whole episode with Yosef and the brothers, and they don't recognize him. Okay, I don't know. He grew up here. They didn't recognize him. Like, if you ever go into Rav Charno's office, there's a picture of Rav Mo from the third year of the yeshiva. He looks nothing like he looks today. Yet everyone that looks at the picture somehow is able to figure out, oh, that was Rav Mo, and this is Rav Mo today, and they don't look alike. So I don't know why they didn't recognize him. You know, whatever. You know, it is what it is. But they probably should have been able to. But sometimes I look around and I see the guys in yeshiva, and I don't recognize them. Doesn't mean I don't recognize. Of course I recognize you. Don't. Okay, you put on a little more facial hair. Like, nobody's remarked. Although there was a guy who actually I did see when I was in the States. I didn't recognize because I think he lost 200 pounds. So, okay, fine. But for the most part, but even after, I'm like, he's here. Oh, he's probably that person. I just had no idea he looked like that. But we sometimes don't recognize people because where they were in September versus where they are now, it's day and night. They're not the same person that they were. But that didn't happen by September 5th they got here, September 6th they were a different person. It was a whole progression of time which led to them becoming that model of what they are today. So we'll leave, you know, I don't know, I guess we'll see if we're here next Thursday or after Pesach, who knows. But if this is the last one, we'll leave with this idea that for us to be successful in life, we really need to be consistent. And we really need to take every day as a real opportunity and a real growth. Like, you know, if I want Minyan to be a part of my life, I start a streak. I go to Minyan today, I'm at 1. I go to Marv tomorrow, I'm at 2. Marv today, I'm at 2. Because Shacharis is hard, you know, especially on a Friday. That gets you to 3. You keep going, and then you start building streaks. And then, you know, 3 months from now, you're like, oh, I don't even know when the last time I missed a minute. Like, you don't even think about it. Like, you're naturally, like, the alarm's going off, like, you're ready to say Modani and on your way to doing Nagelbots. Like, you know, you start to have that, that like sense in you that's what I need to do. And through all that, please God, we'll be able to see great growth and great success from each and every one of us. Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbat.